Our story began in 2016 with a project to create the service control room, in which the requirements of performance, availability, redundancy, but above all reliability, had to be respected given the crucial role that the service control room must have. We started with three nodes per site. We have two sites. We start with three nodes per site with the hypervisor VMware, and then scale with another four nodes per site in 2019.
A computer engineer in Rome, Italy, talks about IT in his organization before COVID-19. This control room project paved the way for hosting services and a data center. In 2018, his IT team implemented a VDI service for training purposes, for interns, for systems engineers using their own personal laptops.
The story now is different because COVID-19 shifted our project to find a solution to our users. Our users are my colleagues. We are about 1,000 users. Our priority shifted to find a solution for employees. It was fortunate for us to have a Nutanix infrastructure available for this emergency. We exploited the nodes that already hosted the VDI, but in order to have more resources given to the large number of users, we reconverted their nodes for other purpose, and in a half a day of work, we had them available.
Because of the pandemic, they changed IT services. The number of users increased as they were now working from home, and the IT team needed tools with simplicity of configuration and management.
Because the Nutanix philosophy, it's the one click, allows a single operator to manage all the necessary configuration from storage to networks to add nodes to cluster to manage virtual machines and a performing and reliant hardware.
The organization we're talking about here is Italy's National Institute for Insurance Against Accidents at Work. Its acronym is INAIL, spelled as it sounds, I-N-A-I-L. It has four main objectives: preventing work-related accidents, providing insurance for accidents and occupational diseases, providing benefits, and conducting research, which includes things like deploying new medical technologies. INAIL is known for best practices in fields like new technologies in orthopedics, where injured people can be reintegrated back into their jobs, with their families, and into society.
I'm a project manager, mainly focused on the infrastructure of the related projects, as well as capacity manager for the DCOD, Central Digital Organization Department, that is the INAIL section that deals with information technologies. I love IT since the Commodore 64. Maybe I have 10 years old. I have a fortune to have my brother that is older than me. So his presents are my presents.
Flavio, how did you become an IT professional? When did that happen?
The Commodore 64 was a starting point. I tried with some manuals to write simple code for construct a game. When I was 16, yeah. And was a self-made man, okay, in IT. So I practiced some courses during the year, and I have the fortune to meet people working in the world of IT. So I developed specialization in database.
Flavio Mancini has been at INAIL since 2011. He says he has championed various technologies to bring them into the organization, and the Nutanix implementation originally had nothing to do with a crisis like the pandemic. It was just a part of the roadmap well before the coronavirus hit.
With COVID-19, we have reconverted most of the nodes in very short time, in a half a day, and we add nodes to the VDI clusters with extreme speed and simplicity. This is a very important feature of Nutanix. With the console of Nutanix, we do everything. I don't need to stay in my workstation.
He's been staying at home, where he works. And as he's recounted in this story, Flavio's team rapidly reconfigured things in order to provide VDI services to NL workers, which includes himself.
I have a time to stay with my child, cooking with my wife. Before COVID, there is no time for this, or maybe less time. The real question is that not all of us understand the need to stay home. Some people go out, I see in the morning, running people. So we have to change also.
Flavio Mancini lives in Rome, where he talked to us from his home. Recently, NL reported that COVID-19 infections at work have actually risen a bit during the period of mid-May to mid-June by nearly 2,000. But most of those were in the healthcare industry at places like hospitals and nursing homes. Overall, Italy is a success story, having driven infections down to manageable levels as the country reopens. This is the Tech Barometer podcast. I'm Jason Lopez. Check out our other stories about technology and the people in tech at The Forecast. Just go to theforecastbynutanix.com.